RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spooky season, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Dallas Week. Welcome aboard, everybody. Good to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Play Chesterfield arriving in about 30 minutes. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us at 11. Black and gold game in the books. On to Villanova for a scrimmage. We'll practice basketball on Sunday afternoon. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. We'll play some more VCU player interviews for you today from our time over at the practice facility last week. We'll get to the Dallas game. We'll turn the page. We'll ask about Jaden Daniels. Bill, the fumbling running back. What's our level of confidence there? Dallas, CeeDee Lamb coming back this week, and man, that offense is clicking. Dak Prescott getting a little bit of MVP buzz, which is hard to do when you're on a bad football team. We'll break that matchup down. Get you ready for an actual rivalry week. It's funny the games line up like this, because last week we had the mega contrived segment, is Bears Commanders a rivalry, which this show did not participate in, so pat ourselves on the back, thank you. No is the answer. If we had just played Cowboys first, Bears second, I think we could have very easily solved that without needing to devote a week of sports talk radio to it. No, Dallas is a rival. We got something on the line too, because there's NFC East positioning. Cowboys win, they will jump the Commanders for second place. Get up to the top of the wild card line there. If the Commanders win, they'll hold off Dallas, get a key divisional win ahead of these two teams meeting again on Christmas Day. Short week, anything's going to happen, of course, in that one. As you know, we're committed to college basketball. As you know, we're committed to the Commanders. As you know, we also devote time to the purest and most American of all the sports. This is a baseball update.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15.5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
It's two blowouts so far. Road teams take a 2-0 lead in each series. Dodgers got their turn last night in Milwaukee. Here's how you do it in the postseason. 8 innings from your starting pitcher on Monday. 9 innings from your starting pitcher yesterday. That's how you win a baseball series.
Strike 3, swinging! Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes the distance in game two. The Dodgers win 5-1 and take a 2-0 series lead in this championship series. Yamamoto's first complete game of his major league career and the first Dodger complete game in a postseason game since Lima time in 2004.
Dodgers and the Mariners up 2-0 coming back to Seattle tonight. Big night in Seattle, Hazel. Humpy the Salmon's first appearance since his remarkable city-inspiring, nation-inspiring win in the Seattle Mariners Salmon run in the 15th inning.
It's all I'm living for today.
All right, Mariners up 2-0 going back home, everything in front of them here. Fifth inning, the Salmon run upstream in the outfield. Does Humpy win tonight? Or do you retire the bit and have him lose?
I think he has to win and he has to push over all the other competitors.
I disagree. I think Humpy has to lose tonight. I think you put the bit back in the box.
Yeah.
I don't want this like Humpy's going to win all the time now. He's a lovable loser. He won once to inspire a nation to greatness in the 15th inning, and they won. If he keeps winning, the bit's effectively dead at that point. He won once in the 15th inning, never won in regulation. He never won in regulation. These are the stats.
Okay,
a lot of people are saying Humpy's a 15th inning runner, which is fine.
He needs some time to warm up.
Needs a little time. I would be fine with setting the precedent that he always wins in the 15th inning.
I'm okay with that.
But no fifth inning wins for Humpy.
I think they should purposely make it go to 15 innings just to see if he can do it again. I think everyone should throw the game.
Guy's running home to score the winning run and slows up. Say, hang on.
Humpty.
Humpty hasn't run. Nope.
Yeah.
Can't score yet.
We can't end this.
Big day for Seattle sports news. Sean Alexander, Seahawks running back for a long time, finished his career in Washington. Announced on Kay Adams' television program that he and his wife are expecting their 14th child.
Oh, that's so many.
That's
a football team.
That with backups.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're just producing bench warmers now. The team is filled out. We're good. We've got the team. Phillip Rivers could never.
Dang.
Yeah. That's 14.
That's so many. Nick Cannon level.
From a strictly logistical standpoint, same woman. 14, same woman.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
she's impressive.
From a strictly logistical standpoint, that is.
Hats off.
Difficult to wrap my mind around.
Woo!
Yeah. Like, there are guys who have 14 kids.
Yeah, sure.
There are not a lot of women who have had 14 kids. Very different situation.
Indeed.
Very different situation. Absolutely.
Wow. Good for her.
Seattle sports news. Who knew? The center of the sporting universe these days.
14.
And, I mean, some high school is going to have just a remarkable run of success for the next 2 decades.
Don't worry, there's another one coming.
Whatever their version of play Chesterfield is, they'll be in the spotlight regularly. Regularly. It's, you know, and Tech had that. Tech's had some families, right? The Edmonds family. And, you know, you get those families, you get them cranking through, makes recruiting life a whole lot easier. That's a full-on dynasty in the making right there. Big recruiting news locally. Latrell Almond, he was the best player on John Marshall last year. Now, of course, on the super team in Petersburg. Now that the coach has picked up and moved south, we're not bitter about it. We're happy for the people of Petersburg. They got themselves a very nice basketball team. Latrell Almond committed to Oklahoma State to play his college basketball there. You don't see a lot of Richmond kids going to Oklahoma State. NIL is changing the game. You know he's getting a big check. And we do not begrudge anybody getting the bag. I don't. AY can speak for himself. I don't begrudge anybody getting the bag. Like, if you are offered $1 million from VCU and $7 million from Oklahoma State, pokes up, baby. Let's go. That's an easy call.
There's a future to plan for. You could have 14 kids.
You could have 14 kids someday. Pros are not, no matter how good you are in high school, the pros are not guaranteed. Get your bag while you can get your bag. I don't begrudge anybody that. The Richmond to Oklahoma State pipeline for Latrell Almond. Congrats to him and congrats to Oklahoma State. I said pokes up. I think that's it. They do the thing with the guns.
Yeah.
They got the cow. They're not SMU. I don't know if you're fine with this SMU situation. SMU, the rallying cry is pony up, and you make a little pony with your hands. But the current football coach has banned it.
Oh, why?
He says it's soft.
Oh.
Because,
well, I'll admit, I know no one else can see you right now, but you did just do like an air quote symbol and said it was a pony.
Yeah, so you're making a little horse with your two fingers that you would normally make an air quotes with.
I'm kind of on his side on this, MP.
SMU coach Rhett Lashley says SMU is the Mustangs. That's their mascot, the Mustang. And they need to disassociate with this pony up nonsense. Ponies are out. Mustangs are in.
Okay. Well, you can't cut it and not have something else that we're supposed to say. Like, now there's just a void.
That's a great point.
He brought nothing to the table but negativity? What, you're just going to cancel my fun?
Don't talk to me with a don't talk to me about your problems unless you have solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Pushback from the fans, according to the Dallas Morning News, who are accusing leadership at the school of losing sight of longstanding traditions. Board of Trustees Chair David Miller says, quote, "I'm surprised by the negative reaction to it. I didn't anticipate that." He then said it was a decision made exclusively by the football coach, which is some world-class but under the bus heaving right there.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
Wasn't me. SMU is not replacing Pony Up with a single catchphrase, but will stick with hashtag Go Mustangs on social media. Don't bring me a problem unless you bring me a solution.
And hashtag Go Mustangs does not hit the same as Pony Up.
SMU's mascot Peruna, a Shetland pony, will remain for now.
Their mascot is a pony?
The whole theming has always been ponies. And now they got a football coach who doesn't like that. The pony theming.
He's changing it to Mustangs by himself?
Well, the school name has always been the SMU Mustangs. But they've always leaned
been
in.
Pony?
The mascot's a cartoony big pony. They say Pony Up. The two don't feel inexclusive to me. I think you could have both.
Yeah.
Identities simultaneously.
This is true.
You could be the Mustangs. You could also yell Pony Up. They're both horse-themed situations. They're both horse-adjacent.
One of them's soft, though.
That is what I'm hearing from the football coach.
Hashtag Go Mustangs.
How nice must it be as a football coach to have your biggest problem be the horse-based identity of your school? That's got to be nice. He's got all the other problems solved.
Bill is jealous right now.
He's solving the pony problem now. SMU, don't pony up at SMU. Don't even think about it. Bill, the running back, is going to get a lot of attention this week after his two fumbles in two games. Jaden Daniels going to get some attention after what was arguably one of the most mistake-filled outings of his young career. Dak Prescott is freaking rolling in Dallas. We'll set the stage for a big rivalry week when we return, play Chesterfield in 19 minutes. We'll visit one of Chesterfield's high schools, hear from athletic director and student athletes Zach Joachim at 11. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know that it's like a banner weekend for local sports. We've had really big weekends here, obviously, and we've talked about it. You know, we've had weekends where squirrels and kickers and NASCAR and all the things. Like, I don't know that it's a banner weekend, but I do know that it's going to be a banner like hour and a half, 2 hours on Sunday afternoon because the golf tournament's in town, Dominion Energy Charity Classic. This is the last time they'll be over at CCV. Last time it'll be the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. It's going to get a new name on Monday. And so that will wrap up. about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Golfer will golf better than the other golfers, and Gary Hessel applaud for them, and I'll say good for all the golfers. Congrats to them. Golfers, kill all the golfers. Wouldn't they lock me up and throw away the key? We'll all do lines. We'll do bits out there at the golf course. That's fun. Also, 5 o'clock Sunday, Villanova hosting VCU for practice basketball, which, you know, say what you will, that's a good matchup. That's a juicy matchup. We're going to learn a lot about this team, this roster. That will be right here on 910 The Fan, your home for VCU basketball all season long. Also, the Commanders and the Cowboys are going to be in the middle of it down at Jerry World in Dallas. That game kicks off at 4:25, national game of the week, I think, with good reason in Dallas. Two offenses that can put up some points. I don't know that 28's going to be enough to win this one, the way the two teams are playing, the way the two defenses are playing. And we'll break that down for you as well. Of course, you'll hear from the VCU basketball players all show long. A lot of great interviews we had with them. But right now, I want to focus on Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is coming off of a game where he arguably made the mistake that cost the team the game. Now, he made a mistake early in the interception, made a mistake late with the fumble. He will bounce back, and I believe that he will bounce back. But at the same time, he's got a lot to do to build those bonds back and build that trust back. I think he will. I don't worry about him. Bill, the running back, fumbles in back-to-back games. You wonder about him because he's a rookie. Now, what encourages me is in both games, Bill has fumbled. He has popped right back, has been resilient, has done what he needs to do to rebuild that trust, to get the yardage, to get the tough yardage, to earn the trust of his teammates. You know, two games in a row with a fumble, but two games in a row where after that fumble, Bill has run hard, run tough, got the tough yards, put the team in a positive situation. So it's a crucial moment in a lot of ways. We know Jaden can bounce back, but we're still, you know, want to see it in an NFC East game, in a crucial divisional game. You don't know if Bill can bounce back in a broader sense, but you know, I think we all feel good about it, but you want to see it against a very bad rush defense in Dallas and in a game that could have some offensive fireworks. I think it's game of the week in a very justified sense. Two really good offenses, obviously division rivals. Next time we'll see them will be on Christmas when they could be playing for playoff spots for the divisions. These are the games that set you up to play those games down the line. And of course, the Cowboys coming off of a tough loss in Carolina, an embarrassing loss there, which didn't make a lot of sense given the trajectory of their season. I think Dak Prescott, you throw away the numbers, throw away the wins and the losses, throw away that Carolina game when he's having an MVP caliber season. He is. He's doing fantastic. Looks healthy, looks sharp for the first time in a few years. And also, and Carolina loss was a real thing. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. And for the Commanders, it's a rough time to go to Dallas. Short week after the Monday night game, Cowboys team that's unquestionably going to be motivated, but a big opportunity for Bill against a Cowboys rush defense that has not been great this year. And for Jaden to shake off the cobwebs, he'll be indoors. There's no rain in Dallas, and you know he'll be in great conditions, great opportunity to reclaim his mantle as the best quarterback in the NFC East, which I think he was there for a second, and now we're back to debating about it, which it's a week-to-week league. That's what we do. We debate about it. We have fun with it. Also, Sunday afternoon, VCU basketball. A little exhibition action against Villanova. We'll get a little more clarity on this starting five. They got 13 players, and I think 11 of them coming out of the black and gold game are legitimately fighting for minutes and for playing time. So that should be a lot of fun as well. So we'll get all that set up for you. We'll be here all weekend long with all the sports action and, of course, college football on Saturday as well. We'll step aside for a minute. We'll come back with one of our favorite segments of the week. It's the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. We're headed out to Cosby High School today. Looking forward to another great Play Chesterfield segment. That'll happen on the other side. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. Special morning in here. It's breakfast sandwich morning. Bet our guy AWA that Carson Wentz would win a football game. And admittedly, like, not my finest moment of wagering, which most of them aren't with Adam, but the blind squirrel finds the acorn every once in a while, broken clocks right twice a day, whatever it is. I am the winner of a breakfast sandwich this morning. I will be I will be indulging in that. We'll bring A1 on for some crosstalk, a little Commanders crosstalk later in today's program as we get you ready for Sunday's rivalry matchup, Commanders and the Cowboys. Pair of really good offenses. I know what happened in Charlotte, but I respect the crap out of that Cowboys offense. CeeDee Lamb reportedly on track to return. Sunday's a big day here on The Fan. We've also got VCU basketball, a little practice basketball at Villanova as they work towards setting their roster for the upcoming season, setting their starting five. One of the guys who's gotten a lot of preseason run is Barry Evans. Barry Evans, who followed Coach Phil Martelli from Bryant. And look, there's some big names on this roster, some guys from Power 5 programs, from Oregon, from places where they, you know, have had starts in Power 5 leagues. So to have a guy who is coming from a smaller school in Rhode Island be talked about, you know something special is going on here. And obviously he knows the system and he'll play an important role in that. We had a chance to sit down with Barry Evans the other day. This is what it sounded like.
All right, hang out with Barry Evans. You're new here,
yes,
but you know some people.
Yeah.
What made you make that decision, I'm going to come here? I would imagine you had opportunities to go a lot of places.
I mean, nah, I kind of cut that short early.
You knew where
I was
you had
waiting, yeah, you knew. I was waiting for Telly, Coach Telly and Coach Cole to see what they was going to do. But just like a loyalty thing. Like, we both got loyal to each other. Like, I was just, when he got the job, like, he called me first, so I kind of feel like we both just owe it to each other. I'm just sticking out with him my last year, so, yeah.
What are these guys going to learn about playing for him?
They're going to learn, like, they're going to be able to come to someone as a more than a coach, like, be able to go up to his office and talk to him about things that's going on in your life and just whatever you need at that moment, he's going to be for you. So I feel like he's more than just a coach. That's one thing they're going to learn, for sure.
He talked about he does want to build those bonds off the court and be there for definitely. You. Isn't that something you've experienced?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely have a few times in my career, even with Coach Cole, too, as well. Like, just having them two as, like, two mentors in my life has just been a blessing.
That's awesome. What do you want to contribute here? What are your off-season goals? What are your goals going into the year?
I just want my goals going into the year is just finish strong and win a championship, win an A-10 championship, something I never did before, and just help lead. It's not one leader on this team. I feel like we got multiple guys that can lead in different things. So, yeah.
You got that taste of going to the NCAA tournament.
Definitely.
Does that motivate you?
Yeah, definitely. I think about it every night. Sometimes I always watch the Michigan State game back. I mean, it's kind of hard because when you're in that place, like, it's a hard place to play. Like, a lot of people can't play in that landscape, in that place. So,
yep.
I feel like, yeah, definitely.
So, give me your early thoughts on VCU, the campus, the facilities. What's it been like?
I feel like this is school where there's no excuses. Like, the gym's open 24/7. There's no volleyball team. There's no this and that. It's everything you need here, so I feel like you can always work, for sure.
Nice. How different is it to go from a smaller school to, you know, it's not just one big game. You're going to be playing a lot of name teams here right out of the gates.
I mean, yeah, it's no difference. I feel like you just got to prepare how you always prepare for any game, no matter the level. So I feel like I'll be ready.
Do you feel like you're almost an interpreter for Coach, where you can maybe let other guys know what he wants and what he's...
I mean, yeah, definitely. I kind of feel like that, but I feel like we got some guys that came from higher levels, so they definitely can catch on quicker to certain things that other guys can't catch on, so I feel like we just one big family right now, so...
Nice. As the first guy in, were you, like, you're finding out who your teammates are going to be? I would imagine you're paying attention as guys are committing, coming here.
Definitely.
What was that like for you to kind of get your team revealed one guy at a time?
It was kind of like, I was kind of like happy in a way, because it was kind of like, it's a new look, you feel me? Even though I miss my old teammates, no knock on those guys, but just, it's always feel good to have a fresh start sometimes, so.
Are you like Googling, like, oh, I know that guy, like, I know that program.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
And that's Barry Evans, transferred with Phil Martelli Jr. He was in the portal. Phil Martelli Jr. was in the coaching market. He got to watch the team be built around him. He got to see every one of his teammates. You heard no hesitation. He was following coach wherever he went. That's a nice endorsement of their relationship. And you're hearing the buzz. He's going to get some minutes. He's going to be all right this year. AP Top 25 preseason poll came out this week. VCU receiving 2 votes from voters. They've got a chance to earn some more. They've got a chance to earn their way up that list. They're going to play some big games, some named teams this year. If they can handle their business early in the season, they will be in that national conversation. If they don't, they'll still be fine. They'll get chances in the A-10. I hate the amount of pressure it's on these November games when not even a roster yet. Not even a starting five yet. There's not even a rotation yet. And you're playing some of the most significant consequential games of the season. One guy who does not need an introduction or with the fan base is Christian Furman. He's been around now for 4 years. It's always great to catch up with Furm. We did that over at the Basketball Development Center, which, by the way, beautiful building, the BDC, over there. That's where they practice and work out. And Martelli's put his touches on the place as well. Furm and I caught up. It was fun. Here it is.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm going through the same process I am every year. Hey, song.
It feels like we have this conversation every year.
Yeah, just about.
And this is the third time now. It's a new
third time.
Conversation.
I don't know. You may not talk to me, my friend. Yeah. Sophomore. Definitely sophomore.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. No disrespect.
Freshman year.
No disrespect.
Ain't nobody was talking to me freshman year. It's cool.
But you're the guy now.
Yeah.
You're the link between what this place is and has been and these new guys that you got.
Yeah,
bring them up to standards.
Most definitely. I feel like that's like an easy job to do. Like, I feel like Coach Martelli already recruited a bunch of dudes who like care about the right things, and I feel like that's the most important thing when you come here is just caring about hoops, and that's what we got is a bunch of dudes that just want to hoop. Like every day, like I come in here and it's a competitive practice. Like there's passion being displayed in some way, shape, or form, and that's like what VCU is about. It's just passionate players like just coming here and just like doing what they love the most and just doing it as hard as they can. Like, I feel like that's what we do every day in practice. And it wasn't even like too much of me being a link in that. Like obviously, like I come and I like display the mentality I display every day, and like I just like I act how I act and I have my personality. But like guys, easily like we're just already like ready to match that and just ready to be competitors. And, like that's like honestly, like it's a relief to be around. Not that I haven't been around competitors, but like it's a relief to be around in the sense of just like it just feels like a pack of dogs that I'm with again. Like this is a great. I haven't felt this way since freshman year. I can say honestly, like about. Mob out that way, and that's a big deal.
Oh, that's awesome. When the coaching change happens, like I know they're gonna ask you to come back. Like I think you have, but is there like a little bit of you like, man, I hope he wants me on his team? Like,
I would say, of course, there's always that thought process. Like, I mean, luckily, like I'm 6'10", and I do what I do on the basketball court. Like, I'm a pretty like, you're not going.
I was never worried for you.
Yeah, you're not going. There's not a lot of 6'10" guys available, but. Yeah, no, there always is that thought process, but like luckily, like I had some familiarity like with some of the people coming here already, so like it just worked out. Like, and it was just easy kind of to stay put. Like I didn't have to think too hard about that.
What did you want to hear from coach when you sat down with him for the first time? What were you looking for when you're testing him?
There's never any expectation besides just a chance, and that's like honestly what he like promised. Like automatically is that like you have a chance. Like he's gonna give any player a chance to compete for whatever spot that they think that they deserve, and like that's like. What I love about Coach Martelli for real is that he's just been looking at his compete all day, and he's just been like, I feel like he's really just been admiring, and it's like, I feel like he honestly has a hard job because of the way that he coaches. Like he is so like player friendly, and like he really does want to allow us all a chance to show what we can do. So I feel like honestly, like that's why our team is like so nice, is he instills that confidence in everybody.
I don't think I even introduced you at the start. It's Christian Furman, but y'all know that. So you cut down the nets last year.
Yeah.
What does that do for you motivationally? This like to have experienced that feeling and now be chasing it again.
Yeah. Honestly, like more from a personal standpoint, going into my senior year, like I don't want this last year to be a year where we don't do that. Like you know what I'm saying. So like that motivation and getting that feeling and doing that is just like wanting to do it again and wanting to like kind of have like that storybook kind of ending, but. It's also just about the standard now. I get to say I'm a part of that. Like I get to say like I was a part of a championship team and like kind of like drove VCU like upwards. Honestly, like I feel like we honestly like showed a lot of people like you know what I mean. Like we're still like that dog team. Like we're still like on the top. Like we still like run this league. And I feel like we had like that slip up my sophomore year, which kind of like gave made people think they had a chance. But Yeah, I feel like it's really just keeping to that standard now. Like, I can say I'm a part of that, and I can say that, like, this year, if we do that, we're just, like, keeping it up, and we're just showing that we have, like, a winning culture, like, the most winningest culture here for real.
When you're playing pickup here, and the guy, you know, the old guys come, the guys, yeah. Is it hit you yet, like, that's going to be me soon? Like, I'm going to be that guy?
A little. Like, I really do be thinking about it sometimes, but it's nothing that's, like, too heavy, like, in my mind. I feel like once I get, like, probably, like, senior night is when it's going to hit. Like,
sure.
But they be talking to me about it. Like, they definitely, like the conversations I have with those guys are a little bit different now. Like, it's more about, like, overseas and stuff like that, and, like, what my next plans are and stuff like that, rather than, like, all right, what is my, like, so, like, yeah, like, even, like, my conversation with the pros and, like, the other guys is a little different now. So, yeah, it definitely is, like, I'm definitely getting old. I'm a senior. I'm a senior for sure.
And you got guys who can talk you through it, which is cool, too.
Yeah, no, that definitely helps a lot, too. And, like, those, like, there's a couple of guys, like a couple of the pros, like, I just happen to get close with and just be cool with and we have, like, some, like, things in common, and it just helps that I can, like, hit up those guys. And I know, like, when I do start going through that process, like, they'll be pretty good guidance, and they'll be probably willing to give guidance as well.
Awesome. One more with Firm here. When, you know, when we see this team, when we guys are out there on the court playing, what are we going to say about y'all's identity, about what you guys are building?
Like, I promise you, the word I always think of every time when I think about us is just dogs. Like, I feel like that's what people are going to think of when they see us. Like, we're just a connected pack of dogs. Like, and I feel like that's another word, just connected. Like, this group has been together, just in the trenches, just in this gym, just working since the summer. And, like, it's really going to show, like, we're just a connected pack of dogs. That's why I want to call us.
Sweet. Good luck this year.
Most definitely. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Christian Furman. You know Firm. Still around. Fourth year. Don't see that very often these days. And that's what's cool about playing at VCU, right? Talks about having guys in the BDC in the offseason now who have those conversations with him. And it's not, you know, what are we eating today? How you doing? Do you want to go play in Europe? Where should you go play in Europe? What does that look like to play in Europe? What's the money look like there? What's the lifestyle look like there? It's cool to have people who have lived that, who can answer those questions. That's a selling point for the VCU basketball program. And Firm will be one of those guys in future years. And I hope he gets opportunities to play overseas. And, you know, we keep it a buck on this show. I don't think he's going to play a lot of minutes this year, but I'm glad he's there. I think he's kind of the heart and soul of this team, and he connects them to their past in a lot of ways, in a lot of very important ways. We talk about VCU's identity as a basketball powerhouse, that continuity, you know, just him being people's ear, like, this means something here. And you heard that from some of the other guys in our VCU basketball interview series as well. One guy who knows VCU basketball pretty well, his name's Zach Joachim. He'll join the show next. He was at the Black and Gold game. Zach dropped me a note. I try to confirm with our guests, even our regular guests, the night before, just, hey, just making sure you're around. And he said, I'm good to come on, but you have to promise me that you'll ask me about the concert I was at on Sunday, because it was awesome. Sure. What are we, if not talking about life here on the, we've covered it all. We've ponied up today. We've done football. We've done basketball. We've done baseball. I don't think I've done a Caps update yet. The season started. They're playing professional hockey. I'm not ready for that. But know that the Caps are playing, and they won in overtime last night, and we're all extremely happy for them because winning's better than losing. I also don't get the games anymore because of the YouTube TV fiasco situation. We got to work on that. I think if I call in some favors, I can get a little monumental little juice. We know some people who know some people. JP and B Mitch are going to be on streaming every day, 10 to 2. Congrats to them. That's my guy. Those are my guys. Both of them are my guys. And good things are happening in the world of sports. Zach's on the other side. You're listening tonight to The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now 105.1 FM. The Mike 910, the Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for the Washington Commanders and the most Commanders talk in Richmond. It's Dallas Week, you may or may not have heard, which call brings us to a little segment we like to call Crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road.
He's AWOD Radio. He's noon to three every single day. Adam, it is the movable force against the stoppable object. Which one will win? Will the Cowboys' defense finally get right, or will Washington have the big offensive day we've been waiting for?
I think Washington will have that offensive day we've been waiting for. I think this is the perfect spot for Washington, right? Your backs are against the wall. You lost a game you should have won. Let's go take on your arch rival, right? Let's take on a game that means more than just football. It's Cowboys versus Indians, and I'm so fired up for this week because I hate Dallas.
I don't love the timing of this coming as the Cowboys are coming off arguably their worst loss of the year. Short week for these guys having to travel to Dallas. We issue those complaints every year in the Thanksgiving game, but more so this week. That said, it sure feels like if Bill and Jaden can't get right against these guys, there's not anybody they're going to be able to get right against.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good game plan last week. We just didn't fully execute it and coughed the game up with dropping the ball on the ground here. And, you know, against Dallas last year, we had our issues, which gave them a lead, and then we had to come all the way back to then just lose the game with an extra point. But the reason I'm so excited for this, Michael, and I feel really good, is that Jaden Daniels lost us the game. And Jaden Daniels is yet to have a signature game against the Dallas Cowboys. I think that happens this weekend.
I don't worry 1 minute about Jaden Daniels. I sleep comfortably at night, snuggled in with my teddy bear, not even worrying about Jaden Daniels one tiny bit, Adam. Bill, are we worried about Bill? Two fumbles in two games.
Yeah. I mean, I told you I was worried last week. I want more Jeremy McNichols. We'll see if Chris Rodriguez is healthy enough. Maybe he gets in there to split some carries. I just don't want to put all my eggs into this rookie's basket here, and he's here. I told you he's hearing the outside noise. He's got a million text messages. It is hurting his focus a little bit, I think. And the fumble was also on a play in which it was going nowhere, and I think as he gets more time in the NFL, he'll realize just go down on those situations.
I trust Bill. I want him to remain the number one back. Here's what encouraged me, Adam. After each of the fumbles, Chargers fumble and then the Bears fumble, they kept giving him the ball, and he had some tough hard-nosed runs. He bounced back from it. Didn't appear to be any kind. Obviously, he was a little mopey on the sideline, as you would expect him to be. Came right back out, found that edge, found that toughness. I don't think they're getting where they want to go, which is not a wild card playoff berth, right? It's deeper than that. I don't think they're getting where they want to go without this guy running for 80, 90, 100 yards a game.
See, I just completely disagree. This guy that wasn't here last year when we won 12 games, this guy that was taking in the seventh round, basically barely got drafted in the NFL. Believe me, all right? I like Bill. I love the hype, and it's a cool story, but it's a 53-man roster, and there's 11 guys on offense, and one is named Jaden Daniels. We need Terry McLaurin back. We need everybody to step up. I'm not putting it all on Bill at all. I think you look at this team and you say, hey, there's a lot of other guys that need to step up, including number one, number 17, getting healthy and playing.
Bill is better than Chris Rodriguez, full stop. You going to disagree with me?
I don't know he's that much better because Chris Rodriguez ran in a ton last year, and I don't think he fumbled once. The fumbles are a huge deal to me, Michael. Turnovers lose you ball games. It's just not worth it.
Well, let's talk about creating some the other way, man. As Sanders still drops one, you had some opportunities there. And I don't... It's a 3-0 turnover margin against the Bears. I don't think that number was reflective of what happened because the blocked field goal certainly produced a turnover-like effect.
And a missed fourth down, which is a turnover, right?
That said, doesn't score on the board as a turnover, but certainly a momentum-changing play in the game and that they could have kicked a field goal there. That said, this defense is not doing enough to win football games.
Yeah, and I think we need to get even more aggressive. The secondary is not good enough when a quarterback has too much time. We are at our best this season when we blitz five guys, when we send six, when it's Bobby Wagner up the middle. We just got to, I think, stay aggressive and maybe even earlier in the game, on the first drive of the game. That's what I asked for. I keep going back to how Robert Saleh had the perfect game plan against Matthew Stafford when the Rams came in hot and just were shut down for the entire first half because he was running for his life. That's what we need to do. We're getting off to slow starts defensively, and then we're sending the extra pressure. Let's send it from the start.
Yeah, you got to start faster. It's certainly one of Dan Quinn's themes this week. That's something we've been talking about and we'll be talking about until they get these starts right. I want to talk about the quarterbacks right now, Adam. Jaden Daniels is better than Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott is having a better season than Jaden Daniels. What's it going to take to reverse that on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the explosive plays downfield with his arms, right? We know he can run, but can he escape a guy in the backfield and then fire it downfield? The problem is that Dak Prescott has kind of been there, done that in terms of the regular season. He's won 10 games probably 4 or 5 times by now. I kind of thought his career was going to be over with that injury, but he's come back kind of stronger than ever. And so he's got the experience factor on Jaden. I think what Jaden has going for him, though, is he's got the speed to really make a difference here if he can roll out of the pocket, create an explosive play downfield. That's what it's going to take.
And Jaden can be better. I think people consume the Cowboys through bits and pieces and Jerry Jones saying crazy things, and I'm as guilty about that as anybody because I propagate that on this here radio show. But Dak Prescott is having, if the season ended today, Adam, Dak Prescott would receive MVP votes. You got to be nervous going against a guy like that.
Yeah. Baker would get more from me, and I'd even probably
get more. He would be the MVP. Baker Mayfield would be the MVP if the season ended today.
I'd probably get more to Sam Darnold also over Dak Prescott just because I think Dak has better offensive line and maybe better weapons when healthy than what Sam Darnold's got in Seattle. But, yeah, I mean, I really do respect what Dak has done this season. And so, look, I think for our defense, we have got to get him off of his spot. And really, I would love for them to put a big hit on Dak Prescott early in this game here and try to get into his mind a little bit. I'm looking for Dan Quinn to go back to Dallas and bring the heat. I mean, we need to just blitz all game long.
Monster game for him and Joe Witt coming back. Joe Witt under a little bit of fire as well. Sam Darnold cost their team a game against their rival in the 49ers. That's disqualifying for me. If Dak does that Sunday, it'll be disqualifying for me as well. Monster game coming up. If you look at the Cowboys and you look at the Commanders and the history, this is going to be a close football game. This is going to come down to the last minute. I think Jane's got a chance at redemption. I think this will be a moment where he can rise on the national stage as we've seen him done so many times before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Cliff Kingsbury, fast start, right? This has got to be driven home all week long. This first offensive possession needs to end with points on the board. I don't care if you settle for a field goal in a situation where it's 4th and 1 and we might have gone for it every other time. You have to take points on the board in the first quarter this weekend.
Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, 3 hours live and local. What do we got cooking today?
Yeah, we're going to get into a lot here today. It is a Wizards Wednesday. We'll also bring Bill Roth on for a Cowan Gates Hokies update and inside the mind of the NFL quarterback on QBIQ.
Looking forward to a Grant and Daniel drive you home. This is Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.